Mouth Wide Open is a play that stars TV actress Amy Brenneman, best known for the television series Judging Amy and Private Practice. Earlier this week, Brenneman was at the ART's Loeb Theater in Cambridge, rehearsing with her collaborator and director, Sabrina Peck. It was a bit of a homecoming for these two women, who first met as classmates at Harvard.
I said to Sabrina, I think I haven't walked in this place in 25 years.
Really?
I've sort of been back to Cambridge, but I don't think I've been back to the Loeb. I mean, the beginning of my life and current life actually really started here, artistically.
Mouth Wide Open, which was co-written by Brenneman and Peck, opens at the ART next Tuesday. The play takes the audience on a tumultuous spiritual journey, all based on Brenneman's own life. Some of it is funny. Some of it, like this scene, more revealing.
I get frustrated with myself because it's like, what's the problem, Amy? There is no problem. I have a great life. But it's like I can't feel sometimes what higher power wants me to do, and I have this anxious stomach all the time. I don't know. It's like there's some truth that I'm not getting to.
Sounds like you're lonely.
What? How could I be lonely? I live with 11 people. I have a boyfriend, an ex-boyfriend. I mean, look, if anything, I need more time alone. Oh, Hazel, I'm so lonely.
Mouth Wide Open is Brenneman's journey of recovery and discovery. It's a search for meaning in the world of a Hollywood TV star. Brenneman says she likes stories, and when Sabrina Peck encouraged her to do a theater piece, she started writing. But then Brenneman was diagnosed with ulcerative colitis and was seriously sick for about 5 years. She landed in the hospital too ill to prepare a piece of theater. But her friend and director, Sabrina Peck, urged her to keep going.
Sabrina, you know, very gently, however she did it, made me open and not resistant. She said, you know, a lot of the stuff we've been thinking about are actually happening in that hospital room. So if you have it in you to sort of keep with the process.
And can you give me an example of that? I mean, for instance, what happened with that illness that sort of became part of it?
I changed. I mean, I surrendered my self-will. And I think a lot of the piece is about self-will. And there's a positive part of self-will, which is I'm a very determined person, a very optimistic person, a very proactive person. What is more difficult for me is surrender and allowing myself to be helped and to find that internal voice of tenderness, of patience, that don't come as naturally to me.
The trip takes her from the hospital to an evangelical church in the Mississippi Delta to a Buddhist monastery. But director Sabrina Peck says Mouth Wide Open also tracks Brenneman through her more pedestrian experiences.
At one point, Amy said, the traffic on the 405 is my teacher. And we would have a big laugh about that. You know, the kids, you know, screaming in the back seat and all of the multitasking. And, you know, what happens in that moment where you are as far as you can be from anything that is sacred or holy? And how do you transform that moment into something that is meaningful and that opens you up? And so that is what I think when you asked about the hospital, that journey of that illness has a parallel to what we're describing. Your darkest moment, the moment that you want so much to flee from and get away from, turns out to be your biggest opportunity.
My husband put it very well. He said, you know, you're always interested in the same thing. And it's basically that moment when consciousness shifts, when you learn something, the Oprah aha moment. And for me, the more pedestrian the environment, the better. It's like I'm less interested in monasteries than I am in being in the Target line and, you know, hating the person in front of you. And then she turns around and it's like she's disabled and your heart explodes, you know, quite literally. And I have those moments a lot.
Let me ask you about that, the hospital. There's a doctor in this production, right? So was that based on stuff you actually heard from your doctor in the hospital?
Yes. Like, I just started writing down stuff that my surgeon said. And verbatim, because he's such a character, and he's a classic surgeon, and he's just the shy of Asperger's, if not on the spectrum. P.S. Lots of my friends are on the spectrum, but he really is. Like, his social cues are very odd. He's incredibly accomplished in this one area. And I just started writing him down, which is why I can never perform this in Los Angeles because he will come see it. No, it was to the point that the actor who played him last summer said, you know, I think you've gone a little too far in your depiction and, you know, it's a little extreme. I said, you know, I don't disagree. I actually didn't make it up.
Let me ask you about another theme that I understand is there. I wanted to ask you about the hospital, and you've spoken a lot about that, the red carpet. how does it show up in this production?
Well, you know, red carpets are like a kabuki art form. I mean, they're kind of unlike anything. And to stay authentic in a red carpet, you know, we all find our way with it. When I first did a red carpet, I thought, oh, well, I'll take pictures, but I'll sort of be a little humble. And the pictures were terrible. It's like what? If you're going to do the red carpet, throw your shoulders back and own it. Mm-hmm. I literally have to pretend I'm a person who enjoys the red carpet. I mean, I have to pretend I'm a model, quite literally.
But you don't enjoy it. You don't actually enjoy it.
Well, it's funny. I did one the other day, and I actually thought, like, I'm a spy for my play. and then what's weird is within a bank, they'll say, over here, because they want to have a picture of you looking right into their lens, and you try to accommodate. And, you know, I always think, like, well, this is their job, and they need a nice photo. And you're sort of serving all these weird masks. Like, if you're wearing somebody's dress, like, well, I want the dress to look nice, and I want that person to look nice, and where am I? Like, oh, I really would just rather be home, you know? Honestly, maybe because it's my day job, and to the extent that anybody in my position with my illness, you have to suit up and show up and go to work. Well, part of my work is looking presentable. Mm-hmm. And I talk about with my hair and makeup people who, I mean, my makeup artist is an enormous person in this play, and because they are literally the people that, like, you know, prop you up.
And so they become sort of almost like a confessor. I mean, is that sort of the idea?
Yeah, they're everything. I mean, you know, I mean, I've done everything in the makeup chair. I've, you know, been enormously pregnant and breastfed and produced and movies and done everything. But the dear parts of it are when, and we have one scene where there are no words, where, I mean, I literally have memories of, like, crying and, like, this one little tear would come down and then it would be mopped up and wiped up and then one, and we never discuss it. It's just, like, it's very intimate. It's very, very, very intimate, you know.
In doing this piece, did it sort of, in other words, was the piece itself the journey as opposed to it being a piece about a journey, if you know what I mean? Did the piece sort of take you from one place to another in real life?
I mean, honestly, when I perform it, it is a ritual. It's happening right then. It is selfishly an opportunity for me to do this kind of healing on myself, and I do it in front of an audience.
That's actress Amy Brenneman. Brenneman and director Sabrina Peck are the co-creators of Mouth Wide Open, which opens at the ART in Cambridge next Tuesday, May 24th. You can find more information about it on our website, radioboston.org.